Aloha, and welcome to Psychic Sundays on Maui's KAKU 88.5 FM. Streaming live on the web at www.kakuradio.org. This is your host, Tom, the astrology guru, bringing you an informative, good-natured look at the intuitive and metaphysical thought and practice here on Maui. I'm here to take you on a spiritual journey for your mind, body, and soul. Join me today as we take a closer look at the planet Pluto. More specifically, Pluto in the Earth sign of Capricorn. Also, before I leave you today, I will be giving you our moon sign information for the coming week, so you'll be best prepared emotionally for your life in the week ahead. Let's get started. Remember, Pluto is the planet of transformation. One of our farthest known planets to our solar system, very little is known about this mystical planet, seemingly way out in the middle of darkness. And just like out in that middle of darkness, this planet seems to transform our lives. Today we will look at some of those Pluto transits that are familiar to the current Pluto transit, Pluto and Capricorn. We will go back in history to some of those most notable transits with Pluto and Capricorn and speed you up to modern day. We will look at Pluto and Capricorn on July 4th, 1776, and what that meant then and now as a country and for our future for all of us. Pluto takes approximately 248 years to circle our sun. So its year is much longer than that of those on Earth's, 248 years longer. So nonetheless, Pluto is more referred to as a generational influencing planet. However, Pluto is influencing you in your chart is unique to you, but just realize Pluto stays in a sign for approximately 15 years at a time. Which leads me to today's show. For Pluto has recently had a sign change into the Earth sign of Capricorn. This officially occurred last November, the 26th, as a matter of fact, in 2008. You know, we first had a brief taste of that transit in our society and the world abound, and it started in January, at the end of January of last year, 2008, and lasted almost 6 months to June 13th of 2008. During the first half of last year, we began to see the effects of Pluto and Capricorn and the world we know it. Again, Pluto is transforming, while Capricorn represents the business world, accomplishment, structure, and all forms of discipline, especially highlighting those in the business world. And ever since last year, we have certainly seen much change and transformation beginning in these areas of life. Pluto then retrograded back to Sagittarius in the middle of last year to have one more stint in that fiery sign, transforming all aspects of life expansively in new directions, to finally taking position on November 26th of last year in Capricorn, officially to be with us until 2025. So let's look back at history, at some of those other Pluto transits in Capricorn, to get a feel for what we may expect in these times to come. Each example will be highlighting those planetary transits of Pluto in Capricorn. So let's look back to the year 287 BC. Here we have a Pluto transit highlighting alchemy, derived from the Arabic al-chemia, simply meaning the art of transformation, more commonly known today as chemistry. As we continue on the timeline of Pluto in Capricorn, we go to 200 BC with the first written reference to acupuncture, entitled Yellow Emperor's Classic of Internal Medicine. It is interesting to reflect back in history and to current day to see how these transformations were occurring at the time and then led to future generational changes as well. Another familiar Pluto and Capricorn transit, we find 42 BC, the use of Chinese herbs in curing disease. What is also interesting with the transformational qualities of this planet is it is sort of relentless, being that Pluto gives us the message to transform our daily lives, and it truly wants us to transform our daily lives. No exceptions. So where we dare to go, Pluto will make sure we get there. So remembering those transformative qualities of Pluto in the earthy realm of Capricorn, especially giving any structured government, let's say, we look back to 532 AD where we have the bubonic plague, in which 10,000 plus people died per day, which ultimately undermined the late Roman Empire. So here we have sort of an illness that leads to a transformation, not only transforming the human condition, but also transforming society as a whole. Pluto is the detective of the zodiac, searching, digging, looking for answers, trying to figure out how all things work. So when you couple those detective qualities with those transformational abilities, great invention has come through time, through our Pluto transits, especially with Pluto and Capricorn. In 778 AD, purification rites began in Japan to include prayers for a summer free of disease and misfortune. Then in 1024 AD, again another Pluto and Capricorn transit, variolation, also known as inoculation, was first described by a Buddhist nun, being more specifically the practice of infecting a person with smallpox to ultimately bring immunity against further infections. Once again, highlighting these earthy transformations, we speed up another couple hundred years to more Pluto and Capricorn in 1284 AD, when we have the first known vision correction using spectacles, or more commonly known as eyeglasses, so we all can see better in the world. Then in 1515, Ambroise Paré, a French barber, raised great awareness for the use of massage and the healing qualities on the human condition. Again, very interesting to highlight many of these Pluto transits in our history, for many epidemics of smallpox through history, even influenza, measles, yellow fever, leprosy have occurred in these Pluto and Capricorn transits, transforming not only society and their current state, but transforming us into better ways of taking care of our bodies. Other alternative ways of treating the human condition. All this leading to further transformation for you and me the world over. Then, in another common Pluto and Capricorn transit, we go ahead to 1765, where we have the introduction of homeopathy, or the transformational method of treating the human condition, highlighting the mind-body connection. So now here, we're able to look closer at our health and see that we can transform ourselves on many, many levels. You know, during that same time period, the early colonies of what now became the United States were busy establishing medical schools. In fact, the second medical school at King's College in New York was formed. The first one being Pennsylvania Hospital. King's College, though, was the first to award the first bachelor's degree in medicine, also the first to offer an MD degree. So again, here we're recognizing on the earthy level, we're validating those efforts at transformation, and we're building upon those earlier lessons we have found with prior Pluto and Capricorn transits. Interestingly, in 1775, the first surgical text was written by an American, John Jones. He actually entitled that Plain, Concise, Practical Remarks on the Treatment of Wounds and Fractures. That's interesting that fractures, again, are noted in that depiction, for Capricorn is ruled by the planet Saturn, and Saturn rules the bones of our body. Again, our structure. A great sense of that Capricornian rulership structure on all levels. You know, another great word to use as a synonym to these Pluto in Capricorn transits is revolution. As we fast forward to the great year of 1776, and on that July 4th day, more commonly known as now Independence Day in the United States, was the day that finally an act was created to declare our independence from that all so well-known British rule. And remember, in astrology, when a birth occurs, be it a human, an event, a business, or in this case a country, well, here we have the United States of America, well, sun sign Cancer. But again, remember, there are relationships throughout astrology and not just the sun. So here, just as we are a Cancer nation, well, we had Pluto in Capricorn, just to name another relationship. So fast forwarding through time to our next Pluto in Capricorn transit, officially November 26th, 2008. Huh, wow, that brings us almost to modern day. Are any of you getting that revolutionary feeling within you? Are you seeing anything in society changing on the earthy level, in the business world? Any structures seemingly taking on new forms? Those structures of power and control? Government? You see, folks, what I'm getting at is Pluto is almost going to have its birthday for the United States, aka the Pluto return. More commonly, most of us know our sun returns or our birthdays. Again, that's when the Earth makes that ever so popular revolution all the way around the sun. Well, again, Pluto takes 244 years to do that. So we're coming to the birthday of Pluto in Capricorn, the moment in which that the United States became the United States. Again, inheriting all those relationships. Well, what does that mean? Well, at very least, expect great transformation in this country on every level. While what's interesting about this particular transit, the masses will be encouraged to follow what the government tells them. At the same token, though, there is this great energy for the need to transform that very belief. Just as we look back to the creation of our country as we know it, the reasons for the basis of forming that country were the need for a government by the people, for the people. Interestingly enough, the founding fathers of this country worded our Constitution so well, that Declaration of Independence, first and foremost, saying that we have the right to transform our government. We, the people of this country, have the right to transform our country when the government has lost sight of its people. Or when government has too much control over the daily lives of its people. When government becomes a dictatorship and loses all its sense of democracy. You know, interesting, in these Pluto and Capricorn transits, we almost see a jockeying for position, if you will, or power struggles. Not so much a struggle, but those in authority need to realize that change is inevitable. And transformative change is essential. It is very important not to resist this change, for Pluto is the planet of transformation and regeneration. And the more we resist, then that's where Pluto becomes painful. Unfortunately, much violence has come through many of our Pluto and Capricorn transits through time. For this truly is a time for out with the old and in with the new. My purpose is not to scare. My purpose is to inform you to the relationships that are ever-changing in our daily lives. And just as that old adage says that history repeats itself, well, it somewhat does, in a sense that relationships do reappear, commonly in planetary form. Even though, in this case with Pluto, that they come every 248 years. Of course, no two moments are the same, but nonetheless, hence why we look back in history at the prior transits, or movement, and the placement of Pluto in Capricorn, for we have an idea of what to expect in our daily lives, now and tomorrow. Remember, astrology is an analogy, seemingly a description of all these interesting planetary phenomena and the occurrences that happen and which affect us here on Earth, forever circling about over and over and over again. So let's look back at the United States horoscope, if you will, or birth chart. Again, I had mentioned that this United States was formed July 4th, 1776, at least that's what we refer to as our starting point. So we are a Cancer nation. Interesting that we're speaking of Pluto and Capricorn. For those of you that may not know, Capricorn and Cancer are opposites. So it's interesting, through these years of yet to come, we are going to have great transformation of this country, where Cancer is that energy of home and security and that need to feel protected and safe. Always interesting in life, isn't it, that we want something that is seemingly unavailable, security, at least not in the outside world. You know, that security is definitely created with inside all of us. Nowhere you're going to find security outside yourself. If any of you find that, please give me a holler. So emphasizing the chart of the United States, as some of you may be familiar with in previous shows, I've spoke of those retrograde motions. Again, the apparent backward motion of a planet relative to Earth. Again, just an illusion. None of the planets actually stop and start moving backwards. But when a planet comes closest to Earth, it appears as that occurs. When that happens, that planet's energy then becomes reflective to us on Earth. So the planet in question, Pluto, being in the sign of Capricorn, when this country was formed, was actually in retrograde motion. So part of this country's lesson in life, if you will, the life of the country, needs to learn the control of power. For this is a characteristic of Pluto retrograde in any sign. It is control of the power relative to the sign in which it is in. So here, Pluto was in Capricorn. So the government needs to have discipline in its power over the people. And let's not forget that Saturn influence Capricorn. So Saturn's watching very closely to make sure things are done the right way. Very sobering. There are no shortcuts to doing something the right way. So fast forwarding the modern day, we enter this revolutionary era, again, until 2025, ladies and gentlemen. And as the closer we get to 2025, really in the years 2022 and 2023, expect a brand new country to be formed. Returning to that by the people, for the people. I think we've all kind of seen that is, we've kind of gotten lost. We've gotten lost, even though our government, compared to our population, is very small. Remember, folks, our greatest asset is not what is in the bank. It is within you. It is your voice. It is your voice and your ability to transform. Just as all of us have these inherent astrology relationships, so does our country, and we all work together. Again, another relationship. Now more than ever for all of us on Earth, for we've never seen this relationship with Pluto ever before on Earth, none of us at least. It is important, it is quintessential to embrace this change that will be before us. Again, for those of us that refuse that change, we will be the most uncomfortable. Pluto will have the final say. Those of you that may have Capricorn placements or Cancer placements could expect great transformation in your lives as well as all of us, relative to our relationships with these current transits. That's what makes all of us unique. no two of us the same. Each one of you is very unique in your own time. So I encourage all of you to discover the relationships you inherited at your very moment of birth. Yes, you know your sun sign, but do you know the other planets? Do you know the characteristics of each planet and the relationship in which it is unique to you? Well, if you don't know, I'm here for you, not to mention on Psychic Sundays, but feel free to ask any questions. I may be reached at 808-250-1237. Again, that's 808-250-1237, or visit my website at www.knowastrology.org. That's know, spelled K-N-O-W, astrology.org. Each one of us has inherited a relationship from Pluto. Discover this relationship and understand how your life transforms. So back to the United States, and back to 1776. You know, it's really interesting when we look back at that time. You know, somewhere in the 1760s, pamphlets began to circulate in the 13 colonies, exploring new ideas and belief systems concerning an individual's rights and opportunities and freedom. Very interesting to look back at that. So while again, Capricorn representing deep conservatism, well, Pluto's representing transformation. So here we have Pluto and Capricorn representing the fight for freedom. This energy leads this country to an identity crisis. Similarly, back into the 1770s with Britain, it had a great identity crisis, for there was people denouncing their government. These 13 colonies said, no more, we don't need you, we'll take care of ourselves, we know what is good for us. Let's of course not forget the new life being born into the world at this time. Here we have a lot of folks that these individuals will be the great transformers of our time in the future to come. Just as this relationship has been imprinted upon this country, this relationship would be imprinted upon you if you were born right now. This would be your Pluto energy. And by no means is this Pluto transit just limited to the United States. It's the world as we know it. Just as we see big business has not just been affected in the United States, it's been affected the world over. And we just started. Pluto just moved here officially last November. We have more than 15 years of this energy to come. This relationship energy will be transforming yourself and the world that we all live in. A great foundation has been formed for this country. So let us work together to transform what we build from that foundation up. Understand this energy so you can adapt yourself to this energy. We've now entered a phase to transform power on all levels. We all will be challenged like we have never been challenged before. Out of this great challenge, though, comes a great light, the answer, the secret, seemingly, of how we need to change. However business has been being conducted, it's over. It's interesting with Pluto, you know, it seems very dark, that these changes are forever, that you can't even see the light out of the darkness. But rest assured, soon enough we will all see the answers to what is before us right now. We must now embrace the mysterious transformational properties of life. This Pluto transit, though, this time around, it's not Britain putting the squeeze on us, it's our own government. As forementioned, Pluto's transformation doesn't happen overnight. These changes have been brewing for years upon years. And since Capricorn represents organized society, and Pluto represents transformation and regeneration, fasten your seatbelt, folks, for each day of our life, history is being made. You're listening to Psychic Sundays on Maui's 88.5 FM, KAKU, streaming live on the web 24 hours a day at www.kakuradio.org. Now let's take a look at our moon signs for the week ahead. The moon rules all of our emotions, spending 2 to 3 days per sign before moving on to the next. The moon travels through each of the 12 signs of the zodiac every month. When the moon has its last relationship with any planet, the moon then enters a phenomena known as a void of course. Voids may last a couple of minutes or a couple of days. During void of courses, it is wise to work with what already has begun. Do not try to start any projects during a void, for your efforts will almost surely be lost. Just expect delay and confusion in void of courses. Our first void of the week arrives this evening at 10:03 p.m., when most of us will be calling it quits for the day and are trying to get some sleep. The void will continue until 4:39 a.m. early Monday morning, with the moon's entry into the fire sign of Aries. This can quite possibly be a restless night of sleep. If you find yourself unable to sleep, just plan on a nap later on Monday. With the moon's entry into the fire sign of Aries, we now tend to see emotions focused on self. A great couple of days to focus on that most important person in your life, you. Remember, though, to cultivate patience and tolerance, for the moon does not want to wait for anything just now. Be aggressive with your love of self, not each other. To my Libra friends and those influenced by Libra transits, this is your emotionally challenged time of the month. Libra, the moon wants you to care for yourself now, like you usually care for everyone else. Love yourself first, unconditionally, so you may share this love with all your relationships. It all starts with your relationship with self, Libra. The moon will remain in Aries until our second void of the week, early Wednesday morning. The void starts at 5:07 a.m. Wednesday the 15th and lasts until 12:30 p.m. Allow extra time to get your day started Wednesday morning. And for your commute, expect delay all around. A great day to bring your own lunch to work, for you do not want to be caught up in all the confusion in the lunch hour. Focus on old business Wednesday morning. It's not the time to forge ahead. The energy will lift considerably at 12:30 with the moon's entry to the earth sign of Taurus. Now the moon is encouraging all of us to appreciate all that we possess. A good day now to get a haircut, buy a new outfit, go wash your car, indulge in your favorite foods. This is the time of the month that the moon reflects enjoying life. To all my Scorpio friends and those influenced by Scorpio placements, this is your emotionally challenged time of the month. Scorpio, the moon is encouraging you to go play with your earthy toys, to focus on the smaller picture just now. Remember how tools do improve our lives. Emphasize your possessions, Scorpio. The moon will remain in Taurus until our third and final void of course of the week, Friday morning, the 17th at 10:48 a.m. Much like Wednesday, Friday is another cautionary day, for the void will last until 4:42 p.m. Work on old business, lay low. A good day to be reflective. Remember the cautions with the void, a great day to bring that lunch. The energy will lift noticeably at 4:42 p.m. with the moon's entry into the air sign of Gemini. This will be a highly social Friday evening. Go talk it up. Take a short trip. Call your brothers and sisters. Get some business done. And to all my Sagittarius friends and those influenced by Sagittarius, this is your emotionally challenged time of the month. Sagittarius, the moon is encouraging you to think very simply right now. Work on that inner mental relationship with yourself. A great time to write about your life's adventures, Sagittarius. Honor the foundation of your beliefs. That's it for this week's Moon Transits. Tell your family and friends to tune into Maui's radio show that is changing lives, Psychic Sundays on 88.5 FM KAKU.